Okay. We discussed at great length in our focus, Rabin Rabaloza, regarding Eide Chasima Karse, Eide Mesira Karse. And we pointed out a very fundamental machlokas between Tosfos and the Rif. Tosfos and Shitas, these are mutually exclusive positions. That just as when it comes to the Shita of Rav Meir, in order to go ahead and to create a get, in order to create a shtar, it's necessary that it be signed. Because after all, the shtar has to speak for itself. The shtar has to serve as a ra'iladav in order to confirm that which will take place. So in such a case, chasim is absolutely necessary. And this is not only true when it comes to a shtaraya, but isn't it obvious it's true when it comes to a kinyan? How can the shtar serve as creating a kinyan, creating a kedushin, creating the severance of gerushin, unless the document is considered to be signed? And that clearly was the sheet of Rav Meir, Eide Chasima Karsi. And now Rabbi Loza disagrees and says that no, that Eide Mesira. What exactly does that mean? How far apart are these two sheetas? Is it really that in principle that Rabbi Loza could agree that, you know what, obviously there has to be a Raila Davra that the Gerushin is taking place, but the answer is what's missing in the shtar, the Chasimos, can be supplied through the Eide Mesira. If we were there when the shtar was given, so in such a case, any question, any ambiguity, is going to simply be resolved by the presence of the Eidim. Or should one argue that no, that these shittas are worlds apart? So we pointed out the Tosus and the Afdalad Amarala, for Tosus maintains that Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with Rabbi Loza, and Rabbi Loza doesn't agree with Rabbi Meir. These are mutually exclusive positions. And therefore, if I maintain Eide Mesira, I maintain only Eide Mesira. And the Eide Chasima are not indeed going to help. Because as we pointed out, how can Eide Chasima work when you're dealing with, for example, a Maisa Gerushin, a Maisa Kedushin? The Eide Chasima didn't witness a Maisa Gerushin, didn't witness a Maisa Kedushin. And if indeed we have a principle that Eidim are necessary, or certainly when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, Ein Dover Sheve'er B'Pachos Mishnayim, so that means that the Maisa Mesira, the Mesira Saget, the Mesira Sashtar, indeed has to be witnessed. So Tosfos writes that realize, Rabbi Loza would argue that the Eide Mesira that you have Rav Meir is irrelevant when it comes to the Maisa Gerushin. The most it could possibly do is years later, it can serve as a Raya L'davar, but it's not going to facilitate Kedushin and Gerushin. And we saw that Tosfos brought a Raya to this, the Sugyan Gitna Daf Pevav Mebeis, that it's clear that Rabbi Loza does not agree with the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And that was a Mishnah that we discussed at length, the Shnei Gittin Shavin Shanis Arvu. You have Gittin that were written appropriately, they were signed, but you know what, we're dealing with similar names. Tosus even said it had Doros in order to distinguish between couple A and couple B. But you know what, at the time that it was given, there was something that was indeed unknown. You know, we weren't exactly sure that who is it that is couple A? Who is it that's couple B? So the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us a very simple Eitzah. You know what? No saying Shnehem Lezu, who Shnehem Lezu. So take both Gittin and have him give it to her. And therefore, we know, even though we don't know exactly which was the Mesira, which get is accomplishing the Gerushin, we're okay with that. We're okay with that. After all, the get was created appropriately, Ashui Ishtara, and it was given to her, Vanasan the other. The fact that I cannot indicate or finger exactly which gate created the Gerushin, no, in such a case, the Mishnah tells us that that is Lamayla of Lamorid. So the Gemara tells us something stunning, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyah, that that's Delo Krabalaza. That cannot be consistent with Rabbi Lashita, because if you hold that Eide Mesira, Mesira, so what is the responsibility of the Eide Mesira? Don't they have to know which Mesira is creating the Gerushin? Don't they have to be aware of that? And if they cannot tell you, they'll say it was either this or that was that. That somehow doesn't meet the cut, according to the view of Rabbi Loza. So Tosfos is right that we saw in the Afdal Amud Aleph was simply the following, that, okay, but if you're going to tell me that, you know what, that even Rabbi Loza would agree that if you have Eide Mesira, we're good to go. When do you need Eide Mesira? When you don't have Eide Chasima. But this case, obviously, for the Mishnah, there were Eide Chasima. So therefore, let the gerushin be a legitimate maisa gerushin based on the edei chasima. That was Tosfos' raya. But Elamai, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says that's not true. The delok Rabbi Elazar. That means because according to Rabbi Elazar, you need edei mesira, and the edei mesira have to be informed of which mesira is it that is creating the gerushin, and if they're not, it's not considered to be a gerushin at all. Oh, that was Tosfos' raya. And why is Tosfos again telling you all these points? Because this was against the sheet of the Gaonim, against the sheet of the Rif. Because the Rif and Daf Mem Zayin maintains that Rabbi Elazar says Eide Mesira Karsi, it means Afilu Gam Eide Mesira Karsi. I agree with you, Rabbi Meir, that Eide Chasima. But I have another option. Even if there are no Eide Chasima, you know what? We can rely on Eide Mesira, such a great Kiddush. Rav Meir does not rely on Eide Mesira, but Rabbi Elazar will argue either or. Either or is considered to be sufficient. In other words, according to the Sheet of the Rif, it sounds at first glance as though the Sheetas are incredibly, incredibly linked. Rav Meir maintains Eide Chasima. Why is it necessary? Because the Shtar has to speak for itself. The Shtar is an act of Haggadah Sa'edus. There's a Haggadah Sa'shtar. How is there a Haggadah Sa'shtar if it's not signed? It's just a statement of intent, and it's not documented. So in such a case, how would that serve as anything? How is that a shui shtar? How is it that is considered to be, right, a shtar, a get, a shtar kedushin, if indeed it's not signed? So therefore, a mayor maintains, of course, you need deide chasima. How would Rabbi Elazar answer that point? Maybe Rabbi Elazar could argue, why is it necessary? If you're talking about araya, it has to be araya. But if you're not talking about araya at all, if you're talking about a text, a nusach, no, so in such a case, why does a nusach have to serve as araya of gerushin? After all, the nusach is what lends it to be a shtar, and the mesiras hashtar is done in the place of. Why should it have to be araya in any shape or form? Oh, but one could argue not necessarily. One could argue that, you know, Rabbi Elazar is an agreement with Meir. Of course there has to be a raya. If something is not witnessed, it's a meaningless statement. But you know what? It is witnessed. It wasn't witnessed in terms of chasima, but it was witnessed in terms of the mesira. And therefore, when you have a mesira sashtar, you know what I'm going to tell you? That those eide mesira can supplement anything that's missing. Anything that's missing by virtue of the fact that it's not signed. So of course I agree. If it's signed, we're good to go. But if you're going to tell me it's not signed and therefore this is a meaningless document, no. If the document was presented in the presence of Edim, whatever questions, whatever blanks you have to fill in, whatever gaps there are, that is going to be supplied by the Edim Mesira. But if there are no gaps, you have Eide Chasima, of course, you're good. You're good to go. You're good to go. Oh, and that's the sheet of the Rif. That Rabbi Elazar tells you that, of course, Eide Chasima are fine and good, but even Eide Mesira. And what was the raya of the Rif? Ooh, the same daf. Not unusual, no? Gittin daf peipos. The same daf. Because there the Gemara discusses the following. Should we distinguish between Gittin and Shashtaros? And the Chiddush of Rav is that even though Eide Mesira, when it comes to a get, but when it comes to Shashtaros, I suggest that you have Eide Chasima. Because after all, if you're going to go ahead and, let's say, purchase karka, and you have a shtar, and the shtar is not signed, how in the world are you going to confirm that the karka is yours with an unsigned document? So Rav says the following. You know what? We should distinguish between a maisa gerushin as opposed to shar shtaros. So the Rif writes very, very simple. No? That the fact that Rav says, I prefer this to that, doesn't that indicate that there are options? There are options. If you have A and B, we can start talking about a preference. You know what? If you have option A and you have option B, guess what? If you're going ahead and you're purchasing karka, and Rachman Letzlan, you're going to be exiled, and years later, you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael with your shtar. You know what? Let's make sure the shtar is signed. That's a very, very good Eitzah, as long as there are options. But the Rif writes, if you're going to hold that there is no option of Eide Chasima for a Shtar Kinyan. So in such a case, what do you mean that when it comes to Dinam Amanos, that it is preferable to go ahead and to have Eidei chasima kedei shiyamdu yamim rabim. How can that possibly be? Well, so that was the Rai of the Rif Shita. And the Rif maintained that Rabbi Loza will agree to Rab Meir and more. I agree, but I have another option. Oh, so we started to discuss, and we'll see, this will be very relevant for Muchach Mitocha and Zuyach Mitocha. The fact that, according to the Rif, Rabbi Loza agrees, chasima, but there's another track. There's A and there's B. Boshim Shat, that would lend itself to the following, to be able to say that, you know what, whatever Rav Meir says, I agree with. Whatever Rav Meir says is absolutely true. But I have another option that Rav Meir denies. Rav Meir, understands that everything, Ashwi Ishtara, has to be inherently Muchach Mitocho. That means it has to be signed, and if not, then not. I happen to maintain that, you know what, you can fill in gaps. You can supplement what is missing, al yaday eidei mesira. But whatever Rav Meir says, that's obviously true. If the eidim are there and the shtar speaks for itself, it speaks for itself. When the shtar doesn't speak for itself, I have an option, and Rav Meir denies my second plan, my plan B. But is that really true? That Rav Elazar would agree to everything that Rav Meir says, abeidei chasima karsi. So, apparently not necessarily. No, not necessarily. That even though the Rif writes that Rabbi Loza would agree, chasima, but the role of the Eidei Chasima according to Rabbi Loza are very, very different than the role of the Eidei Chasima according to Rav Meir. Why should one argue that indeed that's true? So what we saw up until now is the following. Number one, the Gemara and Daf Gimel. The Pasuk tells us v'kasavla. And v'kasavla means lishma. It is necessary that this be fashioned, crafted lishma. What exactly does that mean? So according to Rav Meir, you know, one could raise that issue, you know, because obviously there are two parts. There are two parts to a get. There's the nusach haget, and there's the chasima seidin. So if I ask you, what is lishma? No, that's a good question. According to Rav Elazar Shita, if I ask you, what is lishma? It's not really such a good question, because what are the choices? If a get does not have to be signed, and the kasav is just referring to the nusach haget. So therefore, if the Torah says it, the ksiva has to be lishma, obviously that's the Gemara. Now, Gimel, it means that the nusach haget has to be lishma. So you know what? When this shliach comes, we're going to ask him, b'fanei nichtav, no? Can you affirm that, yes, you know that the ksiva was lishma? Because that's critical. Because the ksiva lishma is what the Torah is speaking about according to Rabbi Loza. And what about according to Rav Meir? Maybe one could have said everything. Maybe one could have said according to Rav Meir, we're not dealing with a blank piece of paper that you sign. There's nusach and there's chasima. So a very, very great chiddush, our Gemara Daf Gimel, that when Rav Meir says you need a ksiva lishma, it only means the chasima lishma. Only the chasim. Wow, that's a very great chiddush. One could have said that according to Rav Meir, it's the ksiva and the chasima. But no, the Gemara doesn't assume that. How do you know that? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why is it that the shliach has to say b'fanei nichtav and b'fanei nechtam? Why do you need both? Isn't it either or? I'll give you a simple teretz. According to Rabbi Meir, that what do you mean? Eidei chasima karsi, which means you need a text that has to be signed, and therefore the ksiva holistically, which is the nusach haget and the ksiva seidim, has to be the shema. So you see from the Gemara, well, that's not true. In other words, according to Rabbi Lozar, the nusach has to be lishma. And according to Rabbi Meir, the chasima has to be lishma. Why exactly is that true? So he pointed it out at length as well, that the ikaraya, the chefze shoshtar, is the, what's the raya? The raya is the chasima seidim. Well, of course, it's necessary to state what it is that the eidim are confirming. What is the affirmation of the eidim? That's clear. But when you talk about the ksiva that makes it into a shtar, it is the chasima seidim. So Rav Meir says the following, that all you need is the chasima is lishma. And according to Rabbi Elazar, that no, the nusach has to be lishma. And that's the kasha of the Gemara and Dav Gimel then. Why in the world does this shliach have to say b'fanei nichtav and b'fanei nechtam? Aren't these representing two different shitas? So let me ask you the following. So according to Rabbi Elazar, how do you read the pasuk? The pasuk says "Vakasav la sefer krisus." La means lishma. Vakasav means the text. The nusach haged. The nusach haged. Vakasav la sefer krisus. And according to him, no. Vakasav means the chasima zayde. Oh, now I'm going to tell you the chiddush of the riff. The chiddush of the riff is that you know what? If you have edei chasima, you don't even need edei mesira. If you have edei chasima, you don't need edei mesira. Edei mesira fill in gaps. They fill in gaps. But if you don't have any gaps, the shtar speaks for itself. So that's the chiddush of the riff, that gam edei mesira karsi. Gam edei mesira karsi. But if you have edei chasima, we're good to go. But how do you read the pasuk? How do you read the pasuk when the pasuk says v'kasav la, v'kasav la? You mean that the pasuk is read in two very, very different ways. That's how to read the pasuk. I asked Rabbi Elazar. Imagine Rabbi Elazar is giving a shiur to young children. He's translating the pasuk v'kasav la sefer krisus. How does he translate the word v'kasav? Writing what? Writing what? So Rabbi Elazar is going to go up and say there are two different ways of reading the pasuk, both of which are true. Meaning that what? If you don't have edei chasima, v'kasav means the nusach haged. And if you do have edei chasima, v'kasav means the chasima seidim. Well, what does the pasuk mean? When the pasuk says, v'kasav la sefer krisus, what is v'kasav? What is, it's A or B. There are two choices depending on what you have. Is that really the meaning of the pasuk? That would sound a little bit unusual. Guess what? We saw one day in the Ritva, Andav Gimel, who says the name of the Ri HaLevi, that Enochinami, that's true. That was shocking, no? That number one, like the Rit, that Rabbi Elazar will allow for Edei Chasima. And number two, if you have Edei Chasima, the Chasima has to be Lishma. But guess what? The Nusaf does not have to be Lishma. The Nusaf does not have to be Lishma. Wow. So that means, Rabbi Elazar is going to tell you, there are two ways of reading this pasuk. Both are true. V'kasav means either A or B. Either the Edim, if there are Edim, and if there are no Edim, then right, the Nusach Hashtar. Nusach Hashtar. That's very, very surprising. No? But that's how to read the pasuk. That was one extreme sheet. No? The Ri HaLevi quoted by the Ritva, that according to Rabbi Elazar, if you have Edi Chasima, the Nusach does not have to be Lishma. The Nusach does not have to be Lishma. And that's part of the Kasha of this Gemara. So why in the world do you have to say that Befanai Nichtav? If you're going to say Befanai Nechtav and you have Chasima, the Ksiva does not have to be Lishma. So how would you even require Befanai Nichtav, Befanai Nechtav? Enochinami, the Kasha of the Gemara. Pashup Shad certainly is not that way. Certainly is not that way. No? If you ask Rabbi, how do you read the pasuk? V'kasav means the nusach haged. That's what the pasuk means. V'kasav la means the nusach haged. The nusach haged has to be lishma. The nusach haged has to be lishma. And even if Rabbi Elazar would agree that if you have edei chasima, you don't need edei mesira, okay, you don't need edei mesira, but the nusach haged still has to be lishma. V'kasav la means the nusach haged has to be lishma. And now I'll ask you the following question. When I say that, yes, that edim are necessary, who, what, where? Which edim? Oh, so Rabbi Elazar says, you know what? You have a choice of edim. Edim can either sign, or edim can either witness, but everybody agrees v'kasav la means the nusach haged has to be lishma. That would mean a huge nafka mina daris, even according to the Rif, between Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar. No? That's a very important ha'ara, because we would think at first glance that, you know what, according to the Rif, Rabbi Elazar agrees to Rav Meir, but there's another option. There's a plan B. But plan A, we're fully in agreement. No, we're not at all in agreement when it comes to plan A. No? Plan A, according to the Shita of Rav Meir, is a get that's not written Lishma, which is signed Lishma. According to Rabbi Elazar, that's never an option. That's never an option. The Pasuk says, V'kasav la, and V'kasav means the Nusach Haged. So there are two options for Edim. Either the Edim can sign or the Edim can witness, but no one denies, according to Rabbi Elazar, that the Ksiva Saget has to be Lishma. That's pretty important, no? So even the Rif agrees that there's a fundamental difference between Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar. even if you assume Rabbi Shita is Av. Av, Eidem Esirah Karsi. Oh, that was Nafkamina number one. Then we saw Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two, and that was the Ramban. That was the Ramban's understanding of that sugya in Gitnadav Pevav Mebeis. If you have that case of two Gitin, and one was for couple A, one was for couple B, and guess what? That they have the same names. It's not enough, according to Rabbi Elazar, simply that no saying Shneim Lazen. That's not going to work. Why isn't that going to work? Doesn't Rabbi Elazar admit that Eri Chasima Karsi? And at the time of the Chasima, we were okay. This is just a problem regarding the Mesira. See, if you hold like Tosus Ushita, very good. Oh, that's Tosus Azraya. That, what do you mean, Eri Mesira? So the Eri Mesira have to be aware. They have to be informed. And if they, the Mesira, cannot tell you which get is creating Gerishin, they're not informed. But if you hold, you don't even need these Eidem Mesira. No? You can get by with the Eidei Chasima. So what's wrong? Well, what exactly is the problem? And that was Tosus Azraya against the Shita of the Rib. So what's the Ramban's answer? Oh, Nafkamina number two. Huge Nafkamina Daraisa, no? Nafkamina number two. I agree that according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, you don't need Eidem Mesira if you have Eidei Chasima. That's true. But the Mesira has to be Lishma. Forget about Eidem. The Mesira has to be Lishma. Wow. So all of a sudden, even according to the Rif, that Rabbi Elazar agrees to Rabbi Meir that the Eidim are Eidei Chasima, and we're good to go if you have Eidei Chasima, but there's another Nafkamina Daraisa. Does the Mesira have to be Lishma? That's something which is striking as well. So according to Rabbi Meir, of course the Mesira doesn't have to be Mesira Lishma. Why does the Mesira have to be Lishma? You know, the Mesira creates a Tfisas Bal Hashtar, but the Mesira doesn't have to be Lishma. But according to Rabbi Elazar, that really is not true. That's not true at all. And the Maisa Gerishin has to be Lishma. Rabbi Elazar is going to read the Pasuk, V'kosav la v'nasan, it's as though it's V'kosav v'nasan la. That the Mesira has to be Lishma. Ooh, so that's the Ramban's second Nafkamina Daraisa between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, even assuming that the Shita Sarif, that Rabbi Elazar would also agree to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. We'll have to see why that's true. Why that's true. If you don't need the Eidei Mesira, it's so clear then that the Mesira indeed should be the Shema. But that was enough Nafkamina number two. Ooh, then we saw enough Nafkamina number three. No? And that was the Balamor. Right, Daf Mem Vav Mar Aleph and Daf Yarif. Where the Balamor was bothered by the following sugya. The Gemara had an incredible suggestion as to a nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. And that was the case of Shtei Shtaros, Hayotzim Biyom Echad. You have two Shtaros. And time is just a day. So it doesn't say what time of day, whether this happened morning, noon, or night. It just says on the day. And guess what? You have two Bali Dinim that are coming forward, and each one has the exact same claim and the exact same raya. They all have a shtar that we were the one who purchased, for example, this karka. And we look at both shtaros, and guess what? The dates indeed are identical. Ooh, so Rav Meir says Yachlok. Wow. How exactly is that true, Yachloku? So we discussed in Lamdus, no, because according to Rav Meir Shita, it's as though that the Eidus of both the Shtaros are Bavasachas. Because after all, if it doesn't say what time, so what is the Eidus of the Shtar? The Eidus of the Shtar is that sometime during the day, the Kinyan occurred, and the Eidus of the Shtar, the Raya Davar, is one thing I guarantee you. By the end of the day, the Kinyan occurred. I can't tell you whether it happened at the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, toward the end of the day, but I can tell you, you know, by the time the clock kicked Shkia, in such a case, the deal was done. The Raya Shabbat of the Shtar is just that, by the end of the day, the deal in fact was done. That's the raya of the shtar, and therefore Meir says, "Zu yachloku, yachloku," and Rabbi Loza disagrees. Rabbi Loza says that really is not true. That really is not true at all, and therefore the psak was shuda d'daina. Let the Yadim try to figure out using their intuition or maybe their broader knowledge of the situation, even though there's no raya muchachas, as which mesira took first. Okay, I understand. Oh, so the Balmer writes this. If you understand that these are two mutually exclusive positions, I'm good. You have Erechasim and Ashtar. Yeah, but the Erechasim are relevant, according to Avalos. All we're interested in is the Shas Mesira. Okay, so we have to try to figure out where the Mesira took place. Which was first, which was second. You know, we'll try to reconstruct. One Mesira was in this city, one Mesira was in that city. So what was the timeline? Where were you early in the day and where were you late in the day? We'll try to figure out something. But according to the Rift of Almar says, isn't that very, very difficult? Because once you argue that Rabbi Loza agrees to Erechasima, and you had Erechasima, so just say Afloku. Well, so we saw the Shita Kovetzis and Ksuvas and Afsadidam, where the Shita Kovetzis writes, ooh, this is a third Nafkamin. Even according to the Riv. Even if you assume that Rabbi Loza will agree that the Erech HaSimah are so meaningful, they're not irrelevant. If you have Erech HaSimah, you don't need Erech Mesira. You don't need Erech Mesira. But they function in such different ways, in such different ways. If you hold like Rav Meir, there's only one option, Erech HaSimah, that means that the Shtar has to speak for itself. The shtar has to be muchach mitocho. How is it muchach mitocho that a kinin occurred? What's the muchach mitocho? The muchach mitocho is that the kinin was chal by the end of the day, the sof hayom. And if you have two shtaros, ayotzi mechad, so in such a case, you know what? It's as though that they're both chal the vasachas. And the psak really is yachloku. Why not say the same thing according to Balazar after all he agrees? Erech HaSimah. But no. Even though I hold Ede Chasima, and if you have Ede Chasima, you don't need Ede Mesira. But when was the Kinyan Chal? When was it? Ooh, that's the Shita Kovetzis, Ksuvat of Sayyid Ali. Even if you don't need Ede Mesira, and you have Ede Chasima, the Kinyan was Chal, B'Shas Mesira. And therefore, the property definitely belongs to one and not to the other. We're not going to say Achloku. We just have to kind of figure out what was the real sequence. But once you determine that sequence, we're good, we're done. Wow. The Erech HaSimah are present, and therefore you don't need Erech Mesira, but you know what? The Chalos is B'Shas Mesira. How exactly does that work? So you know, you have Erech HaSimah, but how do you know that a Mesira took place? How do you know that a Mesira took place altogether? You know, that's the broader question against Rav Meir. If all you have are Erech HaSimah and you have nothing more, so we know, ooh, you know what? There was Das Habal, Lagarish Azisha. We know there was the Das of the Makna to be Makna the Sada to the Kona. But how do you know whatever took place? You know what the answer is? Because, ooh, I'm holding on to the Shtar. That's what we call the Tfisas Bala Shtar. So if you have a Tfisas Bala Shtar, you know what? That's clear. You have a Tfisas Bala Shtar. So we don't assume that, you know what? I intended to divorce and I changed my mind and it so happened that the woman went ahead and picked it up on her own. No. If there's a Tfisas Bala Shtar, in such a case, we have a right to connect the dots. If we're connecting the dots, that you know what? It's obvious that if you're holding on to the property, claiming that it's yours, you're holding on to a shtar, that there was a Mesira Sashtar. Ooh, where were the Eidim? Where were the Eidim Bashas Mesira? You know what the answer is? Pashab Shakur Abalazar, that you have Erech HaSimah. You have Erech HaSimah coupled with a Tfisas Bala Shtar. And if you have Erech HaSimah coupled with Tfisas Bala Shtar, that is the equivalent of Erech Mesira. That is Edim Asira. They're Edim on the Shtar, and there's a Tfisas Bala Shtar. So the Erech HaSimah are serving as the form of the Edim Asira. they, the Mesira, can just sit there and witness the act of Mesira. Or you know what? They, the Mesira, can sign, and now there's a Tfisas, Balashtar. But if I ask you, and when is the Chalos? When is that Chal? You know what the answer is according to Baloza? Bishas Mesira. Bishas Mesira. Oh, so that's the terrace, the Shittuk of Etzes, too, the Kasha of the Balamor. So even though, both Rabbi and Rabbi Loza would agree, that if you have Edei Chasima, you don't need Edei Mesira, but they really are worlds apart. According to Rav Meir Shita, you don't need Edei Mesira because Edei Mesira are absolutely irrelevant. No? Lashvi Yishter, Edei Chasima. That's enough. According to Rabbi Loza Shita, no, it's as though that if I sign the document, and now, guess what? The document is understandably, naturally in the hand. The get is Biyareisha. Oh, so that's Edus HaMagerish. That's Edus HaMagerish. Now, to use the phrase of Tosus, Behechshir Naseh. We don't assume something crazy happened, that we got up to the last minute and all of a sudden everything blew apart and someone she sees the get. We assume that there was Omed L'Kach. And that indeed occurred. So that again, that terrace, the Shittuk of Etzes is a third Nafkamina, even when the Shita of the Rib. And now here, this will give rise to Bet Ramban and Daf Gimel and Daf Gimel Mondays. Good, and now our Sugya of Mezuyah Mitocho. The Gemara is bothered by the following. Why do you need both Bafanei Niftach and Bafanei Neftach? Why do you need both? Either one or the other. Why are both indeed necessary? Oh, so maybe one could argue very, very simply that the reason both have to be Lishma is, let's assume, for example, right, the Sheet of the Rif, Gam Eidem Mesirikas. But that means Eidem Chasim as well. Oh, so very good. So if you have a document, in this document we see a sign. The Shliach is bringing a document that's signed. No? The Shliach is bringing a document that's signed. So according to the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, you're willing to go with Eidei Chasima? Okay, that's good. But the Ksiva still has to be the Shema, no? After all, what does the pasuk mean? Because of our Savior Krisus. There's only one option. You don't need Edim. So when the pasuk says because of Allah, it means the Nesach Hashtar. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lazar, you're going to rely on the Edei Chasima. So going back to Nafka Mina number one, the Ksiva Sebed has to be the Shema. And presumably the Chasima has to be the Shema. So, isn't that the obvious answer to the Gemara's Kasha? No? That, why do you have to say Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam? Isn't it either or? What do you mean, according to the Rav, why is it either or? If you hold Gam Eidei Mesira Karsi, so that means it's sufficient to have Eidei Chasima. But if you have Eidei Chasima, what has to be Lishma? What has to be Lishma? Shouldn't I argue that the Nusach HaGet and the Chasim and Sedim has to be Lishma? So that's it. So that's why you have to say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam. So when the Gemara is so bothered, why in the world do you have to say both? The answer should be very simply. That's exactly Rabbi Loza Shita. That if you're relying on the Edei Chasima, the Ksiv and the Chasima has to be Lishma. But if there is no Chasima, yeah, that's not the case. There's no Chasima. He has to say Befani Nechtam when there's no Chasima. No, we're talking about where there is Chasima. Where there is Chasima, the Ksiva and the Ksiva has to be the Ishma. That's the Ramban's Kasha. So the Ramban suggests something which is stunning. And then the Ramban retracts, but the Rashba assumes this is true even Laskana. The Ramban and the Rashba and Arsigya assume the following. Another Nafkamina, number four, like, whoa. And that is that even though it's true that Rabbi Lazar maintains that you can get by with Eidei Chasima and you don't need Eidei Mesira, but guess what? You don't need Chasima Lishma. You don't need Chasima Lishma. all you need is ksiva lishma, meaning the nusach haget. After all, that's how Rabbi Elazar reads the pasuk. Rabbi Elazar reads the pasuk as v'kosam la sefer krisos, means the ksiva haget has to be lishma. So even if Rabbi Elazar will maintain, as far as edim are concerned, that if you have edim chasim, you don't need edim asira. But the pasuk of lishma, v'kosam la, is referring to nusach haget. Which means exactly that point, no? That because Savla means the Ksiva Saget, not the Chasima Seidim. Not the Chasima Seidim. And therefore the Gemara's father, why didn't the Befanei Nichta then Befanei Nichta? Wow. That's what the Rashba writes. If that's really the Din D'Oraisa, that's huge. That means according to Rabbi Elazar Shita, all you need is Ksiva Saget Lishma, even if you don't have any Masira, and the get is signed. Well, what's the other option? Maybe the other option can be the following. The Pasuk says, V'kos avla, according to those, it means whatever is written. Whatever is written has to be lishma. Holistically, the totality, whatever is written has to be lishma. So, if you have any Masira, and the only thing that's written is the Nusach HaGet has to be lishma. But if you hold, like the Rif Shita, that you don't need Eidim Asira, if you have Eidim Chasima, then the Eidim Chasima is part of the Ksiva. V'kosa, whatever is written, whatever is on this piece of paper, has to be the Yishma. But that's what the Rashba writes. That's not true. Whatever is necessary has to be the Yishma. Whatever vital has to be the Yishma. If the Nusach is vital, and the chasima, maybe yes, maybe no. It depends on whether it's masira. See, you see, it's not part of the chefta shoget. It's simply as serving as the raya ledovar. Oh, so in such a case, that doesn't have to be lishma. But that's the Rashba's possibility, bashav shat in this gemara, and that is according to Rav Meir, the chasima has to be lishma, and according to the shita of Rabbi Elazar, the chasima does not have to be lishma. Does not have to be Nishma. Mikra din. And that's why the Gemara is so bothered. If that's really true then, so why do you have to say Befanei Nichtav and Befanei Nechtav? What is it? Tziruf Hashitas? Rav Meir, Rav Elazar. According to Rav Meir, all you need is the Chasim of Rav Elazar. All you need is. Wow, that's pretty unbelievable. That's the Kasha, then of the Gemara. So those were four nafkaminas. According to these, we're shown four nafkaminas daraisa between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, even if Rabbi Elazar agrees to Rabbi Meir that if you have Eidei Chasim, you don't need Eidei Masira. No, that's like something which is striking. Wow. Okay. And then that's the basis of the kasha of our Gemara. So now our Gemara is bothered. Why do you need both? Befanei Nichtav, Befanei Nechtav. According to Rabbi Elazar, all you should be interested in is Nichtav. And according to Rabbi Meir, all you should be interested in is Nechtav. Why do you need both? So our Gemara answers, our Mishnah here, the Sugya, is referring to Rabbi Elazar. Befanei Nichtav and Befanei Nechtav, assuming that this issue is one of the Shema. So in such a case, this is following the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Because according to Rabbi Meir, the ksiva does not have to be lishma whatsoever. But according to Rabbi Elazar, both have to be lishma. Both have to, wow. Not only the nusach, but even the chasima. Both have to, why do both have to be lishma? The nusach, I understand. That's the pasuk, no? Why does the chasima have to be lishma? So Rabbi Ami says the following. Mod Rabbi Elazar, the mezuyach mitocho shuv pasuk. Mod Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyach mitocho shuv pasuk. Rabbi Elazar agrees. Maybe something doesn't have to be there. But whatever is there has to be appropriate. Whatever is there has to be fitting. Maybe you don't need chasimos, but imagine, a karov or apostle would go ahead and sign the shtar. So that's crazy. You're going to say, the shtar is a shtar kasser? You're going to say, according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need it. Good, you don't need it. But you can't have a document that is inherently flawed. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar is mod, if it's mezuyach mitocho, that's considered tipasim. So what are examples of mezuyach mitocho? So Rashi writes, no, a karov signs it. Yeah, apostle signs it. Yeah, what kind of chesim is that? A chesim of psule edos. And now what about our case? Well, wait, this was an eid kasha. Everything was done on the highest level. But it was shalol lishma. It was shalol lishma. Wow, Sar Gemara, Rashi explains. It's telling you an incredible chiddush. There's a concept of mezuyach mitocho, meaning that there has to be inner consistency. You can't have anything that blatantly is undermining the integrity of the shtar. And that would mean that regardless of whether you need chasimus or not, the chasima has to be appropriate. And appropriate means that it cannot be a karov, it cannot be a posan, it cannot be shalol lishma. So Tosos jumps, no? Tosos jumps. Ramas Kamoda. What? Teimalari. What in the world does lishma have to do with mezuyach mitocho? I understand you can't have a shtar that's signed by a karov. You can't have a shtar that's signed by a bustle. That would be crazy. Well, what's crazy about it? What's so crazy about it? It's not just simply that it smells, you know? It just doesn't look nice, you know? Like, you know, here you have a guy who is sitting in jail, and he's on death row, and his signature is on the shtar. It just looks silly. Not to look silly, look silly. You don't need a chasima for the kinyan. For the kinyan. No? You don't need a chasima for the kinyan. But let's say a woman, 10 years from now, wants to prove she's a grusha. She's going to furnish this shtar as a raya. I go ahead and I purchase property. Let's assume I don't need the chasima sa'edim for the kinyan. The kinyan can just simply be that the owner of the field gives me a document and says, this field belongs to you. That's great. But you know what? The next day it's contested, and I show this document, and it just says the field belongs to you, and it's not signed. So even Rabbi Elazar agrees that there's a secondary purpose of the shtar. The primary purpose is the kinyan shiva. The secondary purpose is the raya shiva. So the shtar is going to serve a dual function. Imagine, for example, you have a shtar that's signed by Krov Rapsulim. Krov Rapsulim. You know what's going to happen? This shtar is going to be used for purpose B. This shtar is used for purpose B. A woman is going to produce this shtar in order to prove that she's a grusha. This person is going to use the shtar in order to prove that the field was sold to him. And we look at it, great, great. It's signed by psulim. The function of the chasimos, function B, cannot occur if you're dealing with a karov or apostle. So it's mamish. It's not just a marisayin or mezuyas mitocho. There's something funny about this document, no? It looks bad. It looks bad. No? that the guy who signed the shtar is a karo. And the answer is, I don't need him to sign it. No, you do need him to sign it. In order for the shtar to function as the shtaraya. And if you have a shtar that's signed, you have a shtar that's not signed. It's not going to be used as a shtaraya. There is no raya. But if you have a shtar which is signed, that now will take the form of the shtaraya, and it is no raya, that blatantly, that's mezuyach mitocho. That's mezuyach mitocho. Okay, very good. But how in the world does this translate into shalol lishma? How is shalol lishma problem mezuyach mitocho? Mezuyach mitocho. How does that work? If you have a shtar that's karov apostle, so Tosos writes, asi lemismach alayu, lasiya o lasiya mamon apien. You're going to use this shtar to allow her to remarry. You're going to use this shtar in order to be motzi mamon. You're going to use the shtar as a raya l'davar that the gerush and the kinyan occurred. And that's sheker because it was signed by a karov apostle. Okay, I get that. That makes a lot of sense. See, even though according to Rabbi Elazar, you had Eidei Mesira, but now the shtar is functioning as a shtarai with Eidei Chasima, and there is no shtarai because it's Karov Apostle. But if you have Eidim Ksherim who are signing the shtar Shalol Lishma, What's wrong with that? No. For a ma'isa gerush, you need lishma. You have lishma. You have lishma. They're idim asif. Don't forget Tosus Hashita. Wow, Tosus Hashita say that even the Eide Chasim, according to Rabbi Elazar, are not going to substitute for Eidei Mesira. Rabbi Elazar says, Rav Meir, no, you need Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasim are not going to help. Meaning what? That there's no way in the world you're ever going to use these Eidim for a Maisa Gerishin because you have Eidei Mesira. The only purpose of these Eidim, given the fact that Eidei Mesira, is to be able to serve as a ra'il adavar that she indeed was divorced. You don't need lishma for that. You need lishma for the ma'isa gerushin. You don't need lishma for a ra'ya that she's magoreshes. So therefore, if you have edim ksherim shechas mishol lishma, so Tosus like screams, no? So mata kola yesh b'kach. What's the downside? What's the mezuyif mitocho? Mezuyif mitochan karbo posel means that the shtar is not functioning. What here is the mezuyif mitocha? What are you afraid of? Of course, it functions beautifully. No? You have Eidim who sign shalolishma. So I tell the Eidim, why did you sign shalolishma? They gives you such a beautiful lundus. Because I wasn't the aid of the Gerishin. They're Eidim Asira. I'm just being used to furnish a document to the woman to say that a Gerishin took place. To say that a gerushin took place, you don't need lishma. You don't need lishma. So that fits in great, no? And this kasha, of course, is Tosus l'shitase. Because Tosus, who assumes that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, as we began, are mutually exclusive positions, and that there's no way in the world you can have a gerushin occur without Eidim Asira. So the entire role of these Eidei Chasima are just l'ra'i l'davar. And Eidim is a ra'il, there does not require lishma. So what exactly is the problem? No? Wow, that's a heavy, heavy kasha. No? So Tosus is forced to give, like, you know what? You know what the mezuyif mitocho here is? If we allow you to sign shelo lishma, you're going to write shelo lishma. Wow. You know, that's not really the same type of mizuyif mitocho. You know, mizuyif mitocho, when you deal with karav apostle, means that there's a psul in the shtar. Because the shtar is serving a twofold function, shtar kinyan and shtar raya, and it's not a raya at all. So the shtar is not performing, right? It's service. That's mamash mezuyif mitocho. Here Tosa says you have to interpret like the mezuyif mitocho like as a mamash, like almost like a gzera, not in cheftza, you know, but like a gzera v'shem yavo and gavra, no? That you know what? If you're going to allow somebody to sign shalishma, it's not a far cry that you're going to allow them to write shalishma. The way the shtar is right now, that the writing was lishma, the signing was not lishma, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that is, you know, Shemiyavon. Okay, you know, we're used to that in Shas, the Shemiyavon. The Shemiyavon in Gavra, no? You know, Shemiyavon doesn't always affect the integrity of. You know, I don't mean this literally, but, you know, Ravi Kaveger and Jishvah Chidish and Marachaches, no? You blow shofar on Shabbos. You know, you violated a gzera d'rabba, but your yotzi, the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, you did something that could lead to a problem. You blow shofar on Shabbos, you know what? You did something that could lead to chilul Shabbos, but it doesn't impinge on the character of the mitzvah. Your yotzi, you're going to say you're not yotzi. Your yotzi, the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. You shouldn't have done so because, you know, because A could lead to B, and B would be a very significant side problem, no? Chilul Shabbos. But it doesn't impinge on the integrity of. Realize that Tosus is saying that that's what you have to assume our Gemara means by Muchaf Mitocho. Mezuyaf Mitocho. It's a mizuyif yitolcho, meaning that, you know what, it could lead to a case where the shtar is written inappropriately. But the way we are right now, you know, this is real, this is great. No? Where the ksiv is lishma, the chasim is not lishma, because the purpose of the chasim is only for shtarai, because they made in the serum. Why do I stress all this? Because according to the Rif, it's so different, no? Because according to the sheet of the Rif, even though Rabbi Lazar would allow for Eidei Mesira, but Rabbi Lazar will also acknowledge the validity of Eidei Chasima, not just as a Rai Ladover, not just as a Rai Ladover, the legitimacy of the Eidei Chasima b'chetze shel shtarar. Vaharaya, that if you have Eidei Chasima, you don't even need Eidei Mesira. You don't even need Eidei Mesira. In other words, according to Tosfos Shita, right here and now, this is like nothing. This is just like a Hachanas HaChefetza. No? You've created a document, but you know what? Everything has yet to occur. The Ma'isa Gerishin and the Eidei Gerishin. According to Rav Meir Shita, no, Ashvui Shtare has created Mishas Ksira. And if you argue, like the Rif Shita, that Yiv Rabbi Lozor agrees to Rabbi Meir, that when you have Chasima Seidim, that's pretty critical. When you have the Chasima Seidim, so that's the integrity of the Shtar. That's the integrity of the Shtar. Because the Eidim are not irrelevant. The Eidim are not only serving as Arai Ladavar. These Eidim can serve as the Eidei Gerishin. Because Af Eidim Esira Karasi. But I also agree to Eidei Chasima. So now you have Eidim on Gerishin, on a get of the Shtar, where it was Shalom Lishma. It was Shalom Lishma. You know what? That's like Karov Apostle. That the Eidim are not functioning as they should. Not just simply a side kshash that if you allow Eidim to do this, the Eidim may come to do that. This is considered to be critical. Because don't forget that Rabbi Lozor agrees that this is a get. If you have Eidei Chasima, you don't need Eidei Mesira. So having Eidei Chasima the Repsulim, that's Mezuyif Mitalcho. Not just simply because it can't serve as a Raya Shema. And the same can apply when it comes to a case of Shlo Yishma. And according then, the Rashba writes, this can be Mikar Hadin, not just simply as like a chain of Gzeros, a chain of Gzeros. You realize that according to Rabbi Lazar, you can use this for Gerishin. So the Ksiva, meaning the Chasima Sa'edim, is part of the get. Part of the get. You're right. You know, if I decide tomorrow to use Eidei Mesira, I didn't need that part of the get. But B'shas Maisa, when I go ahead and I write this get, I can't really say that the get is limited to the Nusach and it's not limited to the Eidim. Right now, what is the get? What is the get? The Chetz Shel Get is the Nusach HaGet, and, so that's what the Rashba writes. That, you know what, that Rabbi Lozor would agree that Chasima Karsi. And if Chasima Karsi, that means you need Lishma. You need Lishma. Because here, when the Pasuk says V'kosavla, the Rashba writes it's going to mean the entire Ksiva. Not only the Nusach HaGet, but even the Chasima Seidim. And therefore, Mikar Hadin, this is considered to be that which is Mizuyif Mitoch. That's pretty powerful, no? Worth reviewing the four Nafka Minas. Now, like, no? That's pretty heavy. Take a look at the Rambam. Tachos Gerish and Perikam Lachaches. The Rambam writes, Yesh Mish Omer, that if you have a Chasima Se'edim Shalo Lishma, it's Mezuyaf Mitochal, And hare ze get batel. Whoa, batel is such a huge word, no? The Rambam tells you batel means zero. Zero. No? Batel does not mean, it's possible garishwa because shemi yago. Batel means we're done, no? That's what I wanted you to see that Rashi in Sanhedrin, Choches Mabez. Rashi writes, you know what that's like? Rashi uses the phrase, Chasko Baalmahu. No, it's a piece of junk. I wouldn't call it a piece of junk if it's kosher the Gerish, and it's just that, you know, that if you do this, you may come to do that, and therefore, Midrabanan, we have certain safeguards. Safeguards, no? That's Chasko Baalmahu. When the Rambam writes that Yesh Mishomer, that the get is batel, you know what that means? That means the get is batel. And guess what? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam continues that v'lo yirli davazeh. I don't agree with this. Because when the Gemara says, kim mizuyef mitocho, kim mizuyef mitocho, you know what it means? It means that it's posel midivrehem. Gzeira, why? Because hol v'nimtzar beidim ksheirim. Because you have eidim asira. You have eidim asira. Without eidim asira, I understand. But you have eidim asira. So if you have eidim asira, does that regulate these eidim to such a secondary position? How can you say batel? The Rashba argues, that's true then, I understand. Once you have eidim asira, but you know, at the time of the ksiva, this is the get. This is the get. The get is made up of the Nusach and the Ksiva. And therefore, again, a Din D'Oraisa. That's something which is very important, very important. Right, what is the Mezuyah Pitocha Mid D'Oraisa Mid Rabbanan? You understand why Tosus grapples with this, no? Because after all, Tosus assumes that Chasima is not relevant at all Mid D'Oraisa according to Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, any problem with Eidei Chasima is just going to be, you know, problems d'Rabbanan. And I understand there's a real problem if you talk Krover Psulim, because one of the functions of that Shtar is supposed to be Shtaraya. But if you're talking about a Lishma problem, Lishma does not prevent it from being a Shtaraya. The Eidei Merkasher. So Tosa says you have to kind of overreach. You have to assume this is a gzera that you may do everything shelo lishma. Wow. But according to the Rashba, according to Rambam, not necessarily. No, so take a look. Take a look at those. The last thing I have the Rambam comments just simply is the following. What is Rashi Shita? What is Rashi Shita? So fascinating that what Rashi here, right, speaks about the Mezuyah Mitocho is like the Rambam writes that certain problems d'Rabbanan. And that Rashi in Sanhedrin writes that as chas v'alma seeming to indicate that with that it's nothing. It's like a piece of junk. No? How do you resolve those Rashis? No? Is it really a problem Ikar Hadin, or is it just simply a problem that, you know, if you overreach, right, this is what could possibly happen. There is a fundamental difference. No? Our Gemara is talking about a get. The Sugya Sanhedrin is not talking about a get. We're talking about a shtar v'dinei mamonos. Right? Could there be a difference in terms of how pressing, right, this nafka mina is? Okay. Come to share every day early.